Like to reconvene the September 2008 meeting of the Marine Resources Commission. Next item on the agenda is Magnolia Green Development LLC, docket number 08-0260.
Afternoon, Commissioners. I'm Ben Stagg. I think Bill Lane knows me already, though, for his benefit.
Spending time in circuit court, have you?
No, but I've been in the clerk's office quite a few times looking up
proceed, full levity.
But thanks for that vote of confidence.
Proceed, Mr. Stagg.
This is a request by Magnolia Development LLC, requesting authorization to install a 42-inch intake pipe with a 5-foot by 7-foot intake screen within Blackman Creek, which is near Otterdale Road in Chesterfield County. The purpose of the intake pipe is to provide supplemental irrigation at a golf course that is within the development itself. It's a rather large residential development. It does have a golf course. I believe it's probably finished construction by now, but it was under construction while processing this. We did receive two objections from property owners downstream of the project along Blackman Creek. This is a non-title project. This is above the fall line in Chesterfield County, so it's only subaqueous impacts that we're looking at. The project was originally submitted with two intake locations, both proposed to be used for the golf course. This is the drawing that was submitted at that time. The project that we'll be looking at today is only this one near Otterdale Road. This one was abandoned. The stream is much smaller at this location, and the flows were so low that a joint meeting with other agencies, including BMRC and the developer, it was indicated it was highly unlikely that an intake at that site would be approved or probably would be appropriate. I believe the golf course is off to the left part of this development. There is some residential parts of it under construction or possibly completed off of Otterdale Road. Again, this is a aerial photograph. This is Otterdale Road. This is pretty much pre-development of any of this area. The actual light location would be just upstream of the bridge, generally in this location on this side of the bank. The two protestants' properties are downstream and probably just slightly off the slide here. Their objections related to ongoing construction at this subdivision related to sedimentation issues, and many of which are beyond the scope of this particular project, but they did object that this would be another disturbance along the creek, and there were some issues with sedimentation and I think some ponds that are downstream that are fed by Blackwood Creek. The developer, I believe, has been trying to work with them. There was some indication that possibly one of the ponds might be purchased. I don't think that ever happened, but there's still some ongoing dialogue with them. The developer may want to address that when they speak. Again, this is the plan view and the section view of what the structure would look like within the creek. Again, you'll see the 5x7 screen, and basically the box is a little larger than that. It's 7.5 by 8 feet with a 42-inch pipe running back to where the pump station would be on the immediate upland. You'll note some riprap in this location, and a ground shot will show you that there is existing riprap. There was a previous permit application for a sewer line here that was authorized, and that's to stabilize the stream from some of that construction. You can see the disturbed soil. Basically, the intake will be at this location and run back off the slide here to the upland. And this is stepping back a little further. These are some of the same trees you saw in the other shot. It's a little further back. This is an existing pump station that's already there related to other facilities. But this is the location of where it would be. Again, here's Otterdale Road, and the stream flows in this direction. And I'm going to leave that up. The applicant did receive a permit from the Department of Environmental Quality, which appears to incorporate recommendations that both they received and we received from Game and Inland Fisheries related to screen opening widths, which would provide for no larger than 1 millimeter and a maximum screen in-face intake velocity of no more than 0.25 feet per second. Additionally, the DEQ permit contains standard erosion and sedimentation requirements both during construction and installation of the intake structure. It also incorporates some maximum pumping capacities designed so that the total system head not exceed 1,000 gallons per minute, and there's even some further restrictions that they shall not withdraw more than 10% of the flow, and that's based on a nearby stream where there is a gauge that they can monitor basically daily. If the stream flow is below a certain amount, they'd be restricted from pumping at all. And there would be a hiatus on the pumping at all. Other than Game and Inland Fisheries, we've received no other comments on the project. Therefore, provided that the applicant does adhere to the requirements within the Virginia Water Protection Permit of DEQ, installation of the pipe itself appears to be reasonable use of state-owned subaqueous lands. Additionally, it does not appear that the actual water withdrawal will result in any additional sedimentation issues after the installation. Again, we are recommending standard in-stream conditions. As noted earlier during page two items, I have listed some of those in the actual eval. I'm not going to read them. They are incorporated within the DEQ permit as well. We would recommend approval with a royalty of $120, which is based on the footprint of the actual box where the screen is, which covers 60 square feet of subaqueous land of Blackman Creek. That's at a rate of $2 per square foot. I don't believe the protestants are here. The applicant is here and represents.
Questions of Mr. Stagg? Mr. Lane?
What body of water does this creek flow into ultimately?
This is part of the Swift Creek system of
Swift
water.
Creek. And that flows into what? The Appomattox, I guess.
It does.
Okay.
Dr. McConaughey.
What's the depth of the stream at this point?
The applicant may be able to tell you. I have been on site. I didn't wade out into the stream itself, but it's pretty shallow here.
Okay.
2 to 4 feet, maybe.
Mr. Fox?
Is this a public golf course or a private golf course? Is this?
The applicant may be able to address that. I know it's incorporated within the... It will be open to the public, is what he said.
Further questions, Mr. Fox?
No.
Okay. One question. Who's responsible for policing the flow rate? The applicant?
It's written in the DEQ permit. Yes, the applicant is, but there is some reporting requirements, I believe, that they have to adhere to with DEQ.
Okay, thank you. Is the applicant here? Representative wishes to speak? Please write. Do you solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
State your name for the record, please.
I'm Michael Bennett. We can answer any other additional questions. We just want to say thanks. Mr. Stagg's been tremendous help through this process. Been a very arduous task on our side, too, but it's gone very smoothly. We're very pleased, and thank you all for your cooperation thus far.
Questions of Mr. Bennett. Mr. Fox.
So it is a public golf course?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, what are the alternate uses for that water other than watering a golf course? Are there other uses down the stream?
Our use, obviously, is just for the irrigation system for the golf course. But right. Downstream, as we talked about, it flows into the Swift Creek Reservoir, which ultimately flows in the Appomattox. And one of the conditions that Mr. Stagg didn't mention, but as part of the DEQ permit, we are only permitted to withdraw 10% of the daily flow from this location when there's flow in the Swift Creek Reservoir spillway, meaning that's at full capacity. So we would not in any way be taking water that ultimately would be going into the public water supply. The reservoir would be ultimately full at that point.
So you got two checks and balances. Number one, flow rate. Number two, reservoir capacity.
Yes, sir, that's correct. Actually, there's, I think more than two. The Swift Creek Reservoir has to be overflowing, overtopping into its spillway in order for us to be able to take any flow. The flow then is restricted to just 10% of the daily volume. And the third is the size of the screen, which is a comment received from DGIF, is small enough that they felt comfortable it would not impact any aquatic life.
Further questions? Thank you, sir. Anyone here in opposition to the project? Not the matters before the commission. Mr. Holland?
Mr. Chairman, I move we take staff recommendation.
Motion to approve staff recommendation. Mr. Holland, is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Robbins. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much. Thank you for sitting here for a long period of time for